Capital City Fire Rescue fought the fire at 526 Seward Street for over 4 hours. At about 8:32 a.m., the fire was extinguished. When the first two JPD officers arrived on scene, flames could be seen coming from the back side of the house. A woman was clinging to a second-story roof. Two residents, a man and a woman, had escaped through a window and were outside at ground level. The male resident was provided with first aid for lacerations on his arms by a JPD officer and bystanders. It was determined that there had been a total of 7 people inside the residence and 2 people were still inside. Heavy black smoke prevented officers from entering the residence. CCFR located 2 unresponsive men in the residence. Those men were transported by ambulance to Bartlett Regional Hospital, where they were both pronounced deceased. One of the surviving occupants was later transported by ambulance to BRH for non-life-threatening injuries. 2 of the surviving occupants were transported to BRH by JPD officers. 2 occupants were able to get out of the residence without injury. 4 firefighters were transported to BRH due to smoke inhalation and exhaustion. At the time of this press release, 3 of the firefighters have been medically cleared and the 4th is still at BRH. The initial investigation indicates that the 2 deceased men were foreign nationals. The men have both been identified by one of the surviving women, and next of kin notifications are pending contact with relative outside of the United States. The American Red Cross responded to assist with displaced residents. CCFR is working to identify the cause of the fire. JPD and CCFR investigators are working closely together on the investigation due to the fatalities. The investigation is ongoing.